All right, so on the line at the moment, we have got a gentleman who is sitting in Egypt at the moment. His name is Dr. Khalid El Tawil. He is going to be talking on the 17th of June, which is this coming Wednesday, about how COVID-19 is impacting food security on the African continent. Dr. Tawil, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a true pleasure to be part of this webinar. I am very proud that it has been very successful. I did my PhD there, and now I work for the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. I am based in Rome, where I am responsible for coordinating the work between FAO and some resource partners, including United Nations agencies, international financial institutions, and many African and Asian countries. So I'm very glad to be speaking about this timely issues of COVID-19 and how it is affecting food security in the continent. As you may know, the ministers of agriculture of the African Union had a meeting back in April upon invitation by South Africa to discuss the implications of COVID-19. So the response at the regional level was very quick. There were many important commitments in the declaration coming from the African ministers. Unfortunately, the impact of COVID-19 is now sweeping across the continent. As you know, in Africa, we are highly dependent on imports from outside the continent, which is a major risk factor, considering that we are not producing all what we need from agriculture products. So when the lockdown started and many countries started to close their borders, this affected our access to agriculture products, and this has an impact on food security. Also within the continent, the lockdown between some countries also led to some deterioration in this. So the situation is not only about the lockdown, but we can also discuss many other issues, including the productivity, the smallholder, which is the majority of the African producers of agriculture products. They are so much affected. Africa is also dependent on its on its export in raw material. The demand for raw material abroad is decreasing. So our income, as a continent, our income of foreign currency is decreasing, and this is affecting our purchasing power. In addition to this, you have another threat that is a threat to the food system in Africa. Food system is all that goes between production to consumption. And when you have a situation like this, with the lockdown, with pandemic, with health threats, that the food systems are under so much pressure. And the objective now of FAO and other important stakeholders is to prevent this health problem from becoming a hunger problem. This is the major message coming from FAO. It is the continent, all developing countries, even developed countries will be under so immense pressure if we are dealing with food crisis at the same time, health crisis and hunger crisis. So we are calling for ensuring access to material, ensuring that the lockdown will not prevent importing countries from having access to their food. So this is mainly what we'll be the discussion about.
Okay, cool. All right, so just on that note, you touched on a whole bunch of topics that I'd like to explore. So we as Africans, we eat very well. The majority of the food that we eat is fresh. It's produced locally, which means that we're not importing a lot of our food. What does it mean for food security, though? Given the fact that we can't be as free in our movements as possible because of this lockdown.
Yes, thank you. No, what you say might be correct for certain parts in Africa, but it is not correct to generalize it about the African continent.
Okay.
Because in Africa, the level of food insecurity is very high compared to other regions. When you look at the SOFI report, the State of Food Security report last year, it highlighted that now we have 821 million persons who suffer from hunger all over the world. The percentage is around 11%. In Africa, the percentage is around 20%. So we have to take this into perspective. We have 20% who go every day to bed without consuming enough calories to not feel hungry.
Yeah.
We are not talking about nutrition. We are talking about hunger.
Hunger, okay.
Nutrition is even a more serious problem, because nutrition is about how the quality of food that you are having access to.
Yeah.
So the problem in Africa exists, especially in the last 3 or 4 years, this has deteriorated because of two reasons: climate change and conflict. So the increasing in the number of people who suffer from hunger all over the world, and particularly in Africa, was mainly driven by two factors: climate change and conflict. So certain parts of Africa, they are producing more food than what we consume.
Okay.
I lived in South Africa, and I know that the situation is relatively better. In Egypt, it's relatively better. But in sub-Saharan Africa, in the Sahel region, in Central Africa, the situation is not good. So we are dependent on imports. And when you are dependent on imports, you are, to a certain extent, at the mercy of the exported capital. So what is happening now? I think this pandemic is also a wake-up call for everyone to start to think seriously about reducing locally, decreasing the value chain. So because you cannot be dependent on imports forever, you have all the resources that you need in order to be a major exporting continent of agriculture products. One important factor that we need to take into consideration is the free trade area, the continental free trade area that was launched in 2015 and coming into effectiveness now. This is also a very important catalyst for ensuring more synergy between African countries in order to support their food security needs. We have also many projects within MIBAD, within the African Union, that can support closer collaboration between African countries to achieve their food security. So maybe this threat, the dramatic effect of COVID-19, could at the end serve to let us work together in a way that would prevent any future shock. Because we should learn from this experience and be more prepared if something like this unfortunately happens in public.
Okay, so how can we be more prepared? Are there things that we should... I'm not even talking about a continental scale. I'm talking about in your own household. Are there certain things that we as consumers could be doing differently? I know that food parcels have now become a big thing. I know that in South Africa, especially, major corporations are getting behind food parcels.
This is one of the important measures that are being taken now, is to support consumers directly. So we have two separate factors to work on. One is in the short term, and in the short term, the most important part is to make sure that the immediate needs of consumers are satisfied. And this is where many African countries, many governments are providing cash transfers. So you are providing money to consumers in order to allow them to have access to food immediately. Otherwise, they will suffer from hunger. So this is the only thing you can do at the moment. But in the long term, you have many issues, many measures to take. And actually, many African countries now are starting to do this. So the most important part is to start to invest in resilience. When you invest in resilience, you mean that you are supporting, as a government, you are allocating more financial resources to the agriculture sector to make them ready for any future shock, by providing them the inputs, by making them more dependent on technology, not just the traditional way of farming, by allowing them also to have access to seeds that are more resistant to drought, calamity, and other threats, by making sure that you diversify your agriculture sector. You are not only dependent on one agricultural product, using the technology. Many the UN agencies, FAO, ISAD, and FAO, are having a lot of knowledge. We are assisting many countries in building their agricultural capacity. This should be the way forward. When you are at a moment when your return on agriculture is high, you need to take this money and reinvest it to support the smallholders who are the majority of the agricultural producers in Africa.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are facing this situation, but we need as we deal with the immediate consequences, we need to look beyond this to the future possible pandemic or future threat, and we need to be more prepared.
Yeah. You've given us some very interesting things to talk about, and you've given us, more importantly, some very interesting things that that you are going to be talking about on Wednesday. So if you could just very quickly highlight some of the topics that you're going to be discussing on Wednesday. I know that one of the major things is looking at leadership and how we can lead food security out of this lockdown. What are the other kinds of topics that you're going to be talking about on Wednesday?
Okay, so my presentation will be focused on several points. The first one, I will explain the situation before COVID when it comes to security. I will highlight that when COVID-19 affected the continent, we were not in a good shape. So the impact was harder because the African continent, and I'm trying not to speak about any specific African country, but on the continental level. We were not in a good shape, so the impacts were hard. So I will discuss the impact of food security, how this is affecting food security worldwide, how the policymakers are responding in Africa and beyond, and what are the important recommendations and measures coming from international institutions and UN agencies to support countries in dealing with the impact of COVID-19. In the middle, I will also discuss the concept of food security, what is meant to be food secure, what is the technical definition of being food secure, and how to achieve this, and the challenges that are facing that. We are in the middle of this COVID-19. We are forgetting that all member states, all the world, has agreed in 2015 on 17 Sustainable Development Goals. One of them, which is Sustainable Development Goal 2, calls or commits to eradicate hunger by 2030. Now it looks like very difficult to achieve. But there was a commitment, and actually the number of hunger was decreasing every year until 2017, when it started to go up again. So we'll discuss this, what are the reasons for this, what are the measures to be taken both at short and long term in order to deal with the impact of COVID-19.
Okay. Dr. El Tawil, thank you so much for joining us today, and we wish you the best of luck on Wednesday in your UP alumni event, in which you will be tackling how COVID-19 is impacting food security on the African continent. Thank you very much. Is there anything that you would like to close off by saying?
No, thank you so much. It's a pleasure talking to you, and look forward to the discussion in one of them.
Excellent. Thank you.